Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Hayamud Beis. We're holding by the bottom of Hayamud Aleph, by the second to last line. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is coming. We saw on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina regarding the different chalakim of the Vaid of the Miluim. What's ma'akev? According to Rabbi Yochanan, everything, all the chalakim of the Avaida by the Miluim was ma'akev. And according to Rabbi Chanina, only the parts of the Avaida which are normally ma'akev in general, they're ma'akev l'dairis, they're ma'akev in general by karbonis, so those were ma'akev by the Miluim. But things that are not generally ma'akev, so they weren't ma'akev by the Miluim either. And then on Haman Aleph, we had a few nafkaminas. So now the Gemara wants to know, my time of demand to Amar, kol akasav ben ma'akev. What's the makar? What's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan, who says that everything by the Miluim is ma'akev? Even things which are not normally ma'akev. Everything by the Miluim is ma'akev. What's his reason for saying that? What's his makar? Says the Gemara, Amreb Yitzchak bar Bisna, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Vasisa la'arun ulubanav kacha. The Pasuk says that you should do for Aaron and his sons, kacha. Exactly so. The word kacha is ikuvahu. The word kacha teaches us that everything's ma'akev. Kacha means it has to be exactly like this. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's makar, that everything by the miluim is ma'akev. So what's Rabbi Chanina gonna do with this word kacha? It says kacha, it's mashma, everything's ma'akev. So what's Rabbi Chanina gonna say back to that? So the Gemara doesn't tell us, but the Ritva writes, it's printed on Hayamud Beis for those who want to see it inside. But the Ritva writes that either you could say that Rabbi Chanina is kaifer bakol. He's just not maskim. He's not maskim that kacha is mashmei kuva. And we'll see on Hayamud Beis also more words that Rabbi Yochanan says is mashmei kuva. And Rabbi Chanina is kaifer bakol in all of them. He holds that kacha and all the words that we're going to say on Hayamud Beis, that he holds that they're not mashmei kuva. That's one option. Or option number two is that he's maskim that kacha, and the other words will say that they're mashma ikuva. However, he holds misvara that when the Torah says it's liikuva, it's only referring to the chalakim of the avoda that are normally ma'akev, and not the chalakim of the avoda that are not normally ma'akev. So either way, Rabbi Yochanan's makar is from this word kacha. Frak the Gemara. Tinach kol, turning on to Amud Beis. Tinach kol milsa de ksiva b'hayin yana. That's all good. The things that are written in this inyan, milsa de la ksiva b'hayin yana minalan. But what about the things that are not written in this parsha? What the Gemara means to say is that if you look in the Torah, so there's actually two parshas in the Torah that discuss the Miluim. One place in the Torah is in Sefer Shemais, in Parshas Tetzaveh, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu everything that was supposed to take place during the Miluim. That's where the Tzivoy of the Miluim was, in Parshas Tetzaveh. And then in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Tzav, that's where we actually have the Maisa Miluim, when the Miluim actually took place. Now, there are chalakim of the Avoda that clearly Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu about, and for whatever reason, they aren't printed in Parashas Tetzaveh with the Tzivuyim. We know about them, because if you look in the Ma'aseh HaMiluim in Parashas Tetzav, so you'll see them there. But for whatever reason, they were not printed, it wasn't printed in Parashas Tetzaveh. So, one example of such a thing is the Prisha Shiva. Prisha Shiva does not appear in Parashas Tetzaveh. We only see it in Parashas Tzav. For whatever reason that is. But either way, so the Gemara wants to know, this word kacha, that's a word that it says in Parashas Tetzaveh by the Tzivoy. So, Bishlamo, the things, the chalakim of the Avodah that it says in Parashas Tetzaveh, so that about those things, it says kacha, it has to be exactly so. And all those things we just said, those are ma'akev. But what's Rabbi Yochanan's makar, that even the things that it says in Parashas Tzav, that those are ma'akev. It doesn't say kacha in Parashas Tzav, it says kacha in Parashas Tetzaveh. So kacha will teach us that the things that it says in that parasha are ma'akev. But how do we know milsa de lake siva b'hayin yana, but the things, the chalakim of the Aveda that are not written in that parasha in Parashas Tetzaveh, minalan, what's the makar? How does Rabbi Yochanan know that they're ma'akev? How does he know that everything is ma'akev? Even the chalakim that are written in Parashas Tetzaveh. So says the Gemara, a few terutzim. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Yalef Pesach Pesach. He learns out the Gzer Shavah of Pesach Pesach. In Parshas Tetzaveh and in Parshas Tzav, it says the word Pesach. So they have Gzer Shavah to learn out one from the other. That just like in Parshas Tetzaveh, everything's Ma'akev, so too in Parshas Tzav, everything's Ma'akev. Rav Misharshu Amar, different terutz, because it says in Parshas Tzav, by the Ma'isa Miluim, it says Ushmartem es Mishmaras Hashem. It says that you should make sure not to leave anything out. So that's Ikuva. That's Mashma, that everything's Ma'akev. Ravashi Amar, third Teretz, Ki Kein Sivisi Ikuva, that when it says in Parshas Tzav, by the Ma'isa Miluim, Ki Kein Sivisi, that's how I commanded you to do it, so that's Mashma Ikuva, that everything's Ma'akev. So three Terutzim of how we know that even the Chalakim that are written in Parshas Tzav, and not in Parshas Tzaveh, that even those Chalakim are Ma'akev according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara is going to digress a little bit. Now that we mentioned this Pasuk of Ki Kein Sivisi, the Gemara is going to discuss a Braisa, which darshins similar words that it says regarding the Yom Shmini Demiluim. And it's important to have a little bit of background about the Yom Shmini Demiluim. So on the 8th day of the Miluim, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so there was many different karbanos that were brought on that day. Besides the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh, so they brought a seer as a chatas, like we do on every Rosh Chodesh, there was also many karbanos that were specific for the Yom Shmini Demiluim. There was an Ayla, a Shlamim, and a Mincha. Now, on that day of Yom Shmini Demiluim, we know that's when Nadav and Avihu, that's when they were Nifter. And Aaron Ubanov became Einanim. Now, normally the halacha is that an Einin is not allowed to eat Hektish. However, regarding the Yom Shmini Demiluim, so Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron and Ubanov that even though they were Einanim, so he said that you should, the order that he said it is he said is that you still should eat from the Shiari HaMincha. We mentioned that one of the three karbanos of the Yom Shmini Demiluim that they brought was a Mincha, an Ayla, a Shlamim, and a Mincha. An Ayla, none of it gets eaten, but a Shlamim and a Mincha, so there are parts of that that get eaten. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron that the Shiari HaMincha, that they should still eat the Shiari HaMincha, Ki Kein Sivisi, that's the Lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu, he said Ki Kein Sivisi, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them that the Chaz of the Shaik, of the Shlamim, which is the Chalakim that the Kayin eats of the Shlamim, so he said that also they should eat, Kasher Tziva Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say anything about the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, and Taka Aaron burnt it, instead of eating it, they burnt it. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he found out about this, he got very upset. And he said, why did you burn it? You should have eaten it just like everything else. Kasher Tzivisi. So he says three times. So it's Kikain Tzivisi, Moshe Rabbeinu said, regarding the Shiari HaMincha. Kasher Tziva Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, regarding the Chaz of Ashaik of the Shlamim. And Kasher Tzivisi, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said when he got upset at Aaron for burning the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Gemara over here is not going to discuss it, but the Gemara in Zvachim on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph says that Aaron HaKohen explained himself, and he said that the reason why they burnt the Seir of Rosh Chodesh and they didn't eat it, even though regarding all the other things they were told, that even though they were Einanim, that they were still supposed to eat it, is because they understood that they were only allowed to eat the karbanos which were specific for that day. The Yom Shmini Demiluim, it was specific karbanos for that day, so that overrided their din aninas. But the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, which is a karban that's brought every Rosh Chodesh, that's something which they never got a heter to eat since they were Einanim. And the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was taka maskim to their cheshbon. But either way, now inside, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Ki Kein Tzivisi, Kasher Tzivisi, Kasher Tziva Hashem. What are these three things? Says the Gemara, Ki Kein Tzivisi, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu said regarding the Shiari HaMincha, that they should eat the Shiari HaMincha, Ki Kein Tzivisi, says the Gemara, Ba'aninus Yochluha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that even though you're Einanim, you should eat it, but Aninus, in the state of Aninus, you should still eat it. Kasher Tzivisi, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu said when he found out that they burnt this year of Rosh Chodesh. So that says the Gemara, B'shas Ma'isa Amar Lehem. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, B'shas Ma'isa, meaning when he found out that they had burnt this year. Kasher Tziva Hashem, which we said is what Moshe Rabbeinu said told Aaron to eat the chazav v'shayik of the shlamim, says the Gemara, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying when he said the words kasher tziva Hashem was v'loy me'alai ani aimer, that I didn't make this up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you should eat this even though you're in a state of aninas. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, mechnesayim ein ksuvim v'parsha. If you look in the parsha de Miluim, so it says that Moshe Rabbeinu got Aaron Ubanov dressed into the big day kahuna, and it discusses the different big day kahuna that they wore. It never mentions anything about mechnesayim, which is one of the begadim. It was the pants that they wore. It doesn't mention the mechnesayim in the parish of the miluim. Says the Gemara, kishu aimer v'zeh hadavar sher tasel lehem lekadesh aysam lechahin. When it says the extra vav v'zeh hadavar, so that's lahavya mechnesayim v'asira seifa. So that's coming to be marbe that also that there was mechnesayim. And then also Asira Se'efa, which is the Minchas Chinuch that the Kohen brings as part of his inauguration. So that these things were also there by the Miluim. There was also Mechnasayim and there was Asira Se'efa. The Ramban al Teira in Parsha Shemais and Parachav Tes, Pasuk Tes, so he says that the reason why the Torah Taka didn't mention Mechnasayim is because Mechnasayim are the pants, they're more private, and so Taka Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get them dressed in their mechnesayim. That's something that they put on their own, which is why the Torah doesn't mention it. However, we'll see later, Rashi on Vavam and Aleph, the Ramas Choloi, so Rashi over there is mashma that Moshe Rabbeinu did get them dressed in the mechnesayim. So why the Torah didn't mention mechnesayim and left it as a drasha, it's kasha. Either way, says the Gemara, Bishlama mechnesayim, ksivi ben yana de begadim. What's the drasha? We said viz hadavers bimarbe that there was also mechnesayim and asira seifa. So says the Gemara. I understand how we got to being marbe mechnesayim because they're ksivi binyana de begadim, because they're written right there by the begadim, which mamish the pasuk before talks about the mechnesayim. So then when it says viz hadavar, you could say we're being marbe the thing we were just speaking about, which is the mechnesayim. El asira seifa minalan, but mechatesi to say that from vizeh hadavar we learn that there was asira seifa by the miluim. Where do we get from vizeh hadavar to asira seifa? Says the Gemara, asya zeh mi vizeh carbon aron ubana v'sher yakrivu l'Hashem asira seifa. We learn it out from gzeir shava because by the asira seifa the Torah says the word vizeh, and it says over here vizeh. So we learn out by way of gzeir shava that it's being married but also asira seifa. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Minayin Sha'af Mikra Parsha Ma'akiv. The Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to read the Parsha of the Miluim. So how do we know that even reading the Parsha, that even that was Ma'akiv? Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, V'yomer Moshe la'eda, Zeh ha'davar asher tziva Hashem. That this is the davar that Hashem commanded, and we learn out from there, afilu dibur ma'akev. We dash it from davar, that even the dibur, even reading the parsha, so that was also ma'akev. Zakta Gemara Vayter, Ketzad Hil Bishon, how did Moshe Rabbeinu get the Kehanim dressed? How did he get Aaron Ubanov dressed by the Miluim? Says the fact the Gemara, Ketzad Hil Bishon, what are you asking such a question for? Ma'ida hava hava, what was? You can leave that for the museums. What's that? Why are you asking that kasha in the base medrash? What nafkamina does it make? How historically Moshe Rabbeinu got them dressed? Why does that make a difference? Says the Gemara, El Ketzad Hil Bishon le'asid lavoi. No, what we're asking is, what's the Seder Halavisha? Because we need to know La'asid lavoi after Tchias HaMesa, when everyone gets back up. So apparently the Kehanim are going to need a new Kiddush. They're going to need to do the whole process all over again. So he was asking, so what's the Seder? What's the Seder Halavisha? Fract the Gemar still, La'asid lavoi nami. That's also not a good kasha, because L'chshiyavai Aaron Ubanov Moshe Imahim, when we have Aaron Ubanov and Moshe with who will all be with them, so, and Moshe Rabbeinu who will be with them, so they'll tell us exactly what to do. There's no need for us to guess and discuss what exactly a Seder Levisha is. That's something that they'll tell us by Tchias HaMesim. So the Rishash in Maseches Maaser Sheni and Parakei Mishnah Beis brings a raya from here that clearly Tchiyas HaMeisim will be before Bayis Shlishi, because we're saying that we'll know already what to do, because Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Ubanov, they'll all be there and they'll tell us the Seder HaLevisha. Really, they'll be there by the Bayis Shlishi? Maybe Tchiyas HaMeisim is afterwards. The Tziyantiv says that Tchiyas HaMeisim is after the Binyan Bayis Shlishi. So the Rishash brings a riot from here. You see that no, Tchiyas HaMeisim is before the Binyan Bayis Shlishi. First, all the Mason will get up, and only then we'll have the Bayis Shlishi. However, the Aruch Lener in Meseches Nida on Samach Aleph and Mabei says that no, there's no raya from here that Tchiyas HaMeisim will be before the Binyan Bayis Shlishi. Why? Because the Zohar HaKadosh already says that the Tzaddikim Gedolim, the big Tzaddikim, so they're gonna get up, by the times of Mashiach. And there's gonna be another Tchiyas HaMeisim for everyone else later. So it could be that Enachanami, Moshe and Aaron Ubanov, they'll be there by the Binyan Bayis Shlishi. But it could be still, like the Tesis Yontif says, that Tchiyas HaMeisim will be after the Binyan Bayis Shlishi. That is no raya from our Gemara. Either way, the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Malachim, not to spend too much time, talking about these matters, what's gonna be exactly, because no one really knows for sure until it happens. Anyway, so says the Gemara, so we still don't know. So we still don't know what's the Shaila of Ketzad Helbishan. L'may Nafkaminam, are we trying to figure out what the Seder HaLevisha was by the Miluim? There's no Nafkamina even Lasu Lavoi, because they'll tell us exactly what to do. Says the Gemara, Ala Ketzad Helbishan L'mizbar Kroi. We may not have to know what to do then, because they'll tell us, but L'may said we still need to learn Chumash now. We need to learn Chumash, and we need to know how to learn the Psukim. The Psukim are contradictory, as we'll see on tomorrow's Amud. And so therefore, we need to know what the Seder HaLevisha was in order so we should understand the Psukim, because the Psukim are very difficult. So Ketzad HaLevishan, we want to know Ketzad HaLevishan LeMizbar Kroi, in order to know how to teach the Psukim. So says the Gemara, Pligi ba Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machlokes Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar Aaron ve'achar kach banav. One of them says that first Moshe Rabbeinu got Aaron a kohen dressed, and then afterwards he got Aaron's children dressed. The Chad Amar, and the other one says Aaron ubana bevas achas, and he got them dressed at the same time, which we'll see more on tomorrow's Amud exactly what that means. Now we'll continue from here on tomorrow's Amud, but we can't end without mentioning an incredible conversation that took place between a few Gedolei Yisrael based on our Gemara. And the exchange is printed in the Sefer Zikaron to the Labala Pachad Yitzchak. And it's an exchange between the Aderes and Rav Chaim Berlin, the son of the Netziv. And for those who don't know, the Aderes was Rav Leo David Rabinowitz Tumim. He lived in the end of the 1800s, the second half of the 1800s, and he was brought to Yerushalayim by Rav Shmuel Misalant. Rav Shmuel Misalant was the Rav of Yerushalayim at that time, and even though he was much older than the Aderes, he personally invited the Aderes to come to Yerushalayim and to take over for him as Rav once he was Nifter. He was much older, so he handpicked the Aderes to come to Yerushalayim and to be the next Rav of Yerushalayim. Now ultimately, it never ended up happening because Rav Shmuel Misalant was Zeichet Harichas Yamim, and the Aderes died in the 60s, and he died before Rav Shmuel Misalant, and so that never actually ended up happening that he became the Rav. But actually already on his first day in Yerushalayim, he came with a bang. The first day that Aderes came to Yerushalayim, so there was a wedding that took place, and as was the custom, the Rav of the town, the Rav Shmuel Misalant, he was in charge of being a Mesadra Kedushin. However, in order to show his chashivas for the Aderes who had just come to town, so he told the Aderes that he was going to be the one to be Mesadra Kedushin at the Chasna. And while he was under the chuppah, so he took the wine, as is normally done, and he was supposed to make a Bar Priya Gafen. And by mistake, instead of making a Bar Priya Gafen, he said, Ashrahakol Niyabidvaro. And he realized he made a mistake. He thought for a minute. And then he corrected himself and he said, Bar Priya Gafen. Now, everyone was tumulting at the Chasna because everyone knows The Mishnah Brachos in Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, says that on anything, if you make a shahakal, you're yotze. So here's this, here the Rav Shmuel Misalant brought in this new Rav, the Aderes, to take over, and he's at this chasna, and he didn't know a Mishnah. He made a shahakal by mistake, and then again, and then he made a Bor Pir Gafen. Why? On anything, if you make a shahakul, you're yaitze. So why did he do that? So that Adaris saw that at the chasna, everyone was tumulting about him. So he got up and at the chasna, and he explained himself. And he said, I know the Mishnah. I know that on anything, if you make a shahakul, you're yaitze. But here, what was my job over here? Here I was being Masader Kedushin. As a Masader Kedushin, I was making a Bar Priya Gafin as a shliach for the Chasan and Kala. And the halacha of a shliach is that he's only considered a shliach for what he's told to do. The shlichus is only valid shlichus if he does what he's told to do. And so therefore, said that Darius, when I made a shahako, so my shlichus wasn't chal. So the bracha didn't take effect. Therefore, I had to correct myself and make a bar pira gafen. And that was my cheshbon underneath the chuppah, which was mamash a tremendous chiddush. And actually, if you look at the, in tshuvas of more recent gedolim, they actually spoke about this chiddush of that Darius. They don't say it by name, but if you look in Shaz and Tshuva's Har Tzvi from Ratzvi Pesach Frank and Evan Ezer Chelik Aleph Simon Peches, so he has a tshuva about this over there in Simon Peches. He writes, "Uf dahava begadol echot shesider kedushin v'tau birich al yain shahakol niya bedvaru by mistake he made a shahakol." And it says that when he was asked about it, heishiv duhurak shliach al bracha, and he has a whole tshuva discussing whether or not that Darius was right, and Rav Shlomo Zalman as well, and Mincha Shlomo and Chelik Aleph and Simon Yudches and Sifka and Yud Aleph also. So either way, that Darius Mamish came with a bang. Anyways, I just felt it was important to give a little bit of background about that Darius before we discuss this exchange that he had with Rav Chaim Berlin. So anyways, so in this Sefer Zikaron Lebaal HaPachad Yitzchak, so it's printed over there in exchange and a letter that Darius had sent to Rav Chaim Berlin. He asked him, and the Gemara in Brachos Amen Vavam and Aleph says that it discusses a story that Reb Avo was making a suda for Reb Zera. Reb Zera was sick, he got better. So they're having a suda and they were discussing who should lead the benching. And they had it back and forth, why each one felt that the other one should lead the benching. And Frekta Adaris, it doesn't say anywhere that the reason why Reb Zera should have led the benching is because he was a kain. The Yerushalmi says that Reb Zera was a kain. So why wasn't that part of the conversation? Why wasn't the fact that Reb Zera was a kayin part of the conversation for why Reb Zera should lead the benching? That was that Daris's kasha. So said that Daris, that's based on a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah on Dav Zayinim Abay says, "Come Rabba and shachted Reb Zera," that by the Purim Suda, so Rabba killed Reb Zera, and he performed Tchias HaMesim on him, but says that Daris, that even though Rabba brought Reb Zera back with Tchias HaMesim, but Lamaisis Kahuna was batal. He was a kain. Reb Zera was a kain because he was born from a father who was a kain. But once he died, so now his kahuna was batal. So therefore, when he came back, he wasn't a kain anymore. And that's why that wasn't part of the conversation between him and Rabbi Avo, that the fact that Reb Zera was a kain, because his takas kahuna was batal. That's what that Dara sent to Rav Chaim Berlin. However, asked Rav Chaim Berlin on that Daras, that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Sadia Mebeis. The Gemara over there says that Arnaka is going to get up by Tchias HaMesim and he's going to eat Truma. He's going to collect Truma. So you see that the Kuhn is not Bato. It's Mamish. It seems like it's a Pella on that Daras. How we can miss a Gemara? It can't be. So if you look in the Sefer Kerem Yaakov from Rav Yaakov Sofer, Shlita, the grandson of the Kaf HaChaim, the current Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva's Kaf HaChaim. So he writes that when he saw this exchange between the Adaris and Rav Chaim Berlin, he was in tremendous amount of tsar. How it could be that the Adaris, like we just spoke about, he was a tremendous Rav, a tremendous Goyin. How could it be that the Adaris missed the Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, which seems to say Lahedya, that Aaron HaKain is going to collect Truma, Lasid Lavoy. You see, the Kuhn is not bottled from a person even after Tchias HaMesim. Kehanim will still be Kehanim. Him and the kun is not batal. So Rav Yaakov Sofer writes that he was a tremendous pain when he saw this exchange, how it could be that Darius missed the Gemara, and he was mamish ma'ayin until he finally figured it out. And he figured it out that's based on our Gemara and Yuma and Dafim Mebeis. That's the key to answer that the Rav Chaim Berlin's kasha on the Darius. How so? Because our Gemara's mavur that after Tchias HaMesim, it's not just that Aaron Ubanav are going to be Kehanim again. They're going to need to have a new Mashiach. They're going to need to be anointed again. We're going to have to do the Miluim all over again. And he brings that the Ramban says us Lahedya, that Lasa Lavoi, we're going to have the Miluim again. That even though of the, they'll be Kehanim, Kohanim, but they won't have Kedushas Kuhuna until they first go through the Miluim again. So says Rav Yaakov Sofer, that's the pshat. So Rav Zera, who never had the Meshicha, he never had his Kuhuna taken back. So his Kuhuna was Takabatol. So Ena Chanami, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that Aaron HaKohen is going to collect Truma La'asilavai. That's after the Miluim. But when the Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Zera were having their Suda together, they never mentioned the fact that Rabbi Zera was a Kohen because his Kuhuna was Takabato, because he never went through the Miluim again. Just a fascinating exchange between these Gedali Yisrael. And we'll continue from here tomorrow, Mirat Hashem.